The Gemara, in Masechta Shabbos, Taf Samech Ches from the Beis, quotes a machlokes of Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding what is the halacha of a tinnit shenishba that is mechal Shabbos. Rav and Shmuel's opinion is that a tinnit shenishba that's mechal Shabbos is chayiv a karban chatas, whereas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish opinion is that a tinnit shenishba is not chayiv chatas if he's mechal Shabbos. And the pashup shot and how to understand the machloikus, how to understand this machloikus, is that Rav and Shmuel consider the tinnit shenishba to be in the category of a shogeg, and we know that somebody who's mechal Shabbos b'shogeg is chayiv chatas, whereas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are of the opinion that such an individual is considered an oinus, and we know that the rule throughout Shas is that oinus rachmone patre. And that's exactly the way the Gra explains their machloikus. The Gra, the Ramah in Hilchus Avelis, Simon in Yoredeus, Simon Shin Mem, Sif Hei, says, V'kemuma katan shehemer im oviv oy imoy. If you have parents who Rachman Tzlan converted, and with them they took their children, have an onus. He says it's considered an onus. And therefore, when he passes away, Avelis, we have to keep the halachas of Avelis, of Kriya. V'yesh Oimrim, the Amos Ablim, he quotes Yesh Oimlim, the Amos Ablim, the Chain Iker, that's how he paskins, even though if one looks in the Shach here in Siftes, it's not clear that the Shach agrees with that Psak. And if we look in the Gra in Sif Katan Yud Beis, here on the Ramah indicates that this Machlokes, the two opinions that the Ramah quotes, really reflect the machlokes of Al Gemara. If we consider him an oinus, then obviously Hilchus Avelis apply. If on the other hand we don't consider him a oinus, we consider him a shaydig, then Hilchus Avelis do not apply. And as the Poskim indicate, there'll be many nafkaminas in halacha. How do we look at such a situation? Ramosha discusses in Eirechayim, Chelik He, Simon Yud Gimel, Ois Tes. He has a discussion if one is Iver, Lifnei Iver, Laisite Michshol, if he serves food to such an individual, or he causes this person to do an aver if he serves food and the person doesn't wash his hand or make a bracha, how does the halacha look at such an individual? Does the halacha look at him as a full-fledged Jew and therefore we have to be concerned about lifnei iver or not? Another interesting shaila that I saw, Rav Volzner and Shaila Satshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelik Tes Simon Reish Nun Zayin, discusses the following shaila. There was a couple who was not religious and got married with a proper chuppah v'kedushin, but because they were totally not knowledgeable of halacha, when they got divorced, they did not have a Jewish get, a proper get. They just divorced civilly. And this woman went on to live with another man. And then this woman and this man that she's now living with become Bali Tshuva. And they want to live a proper religious lifestyle. She is aware that she is technically, not just technically, she's actually an Eishes Ish, because she never got a proper get from a first husband, and is prepared now to get the proper get from a husband. But the question that Rav Ozon discusses is that we know that an Eishes Ish that has relations with another man, if it wasn't ba'oinus, if it wasn't forced, is us labal vas labayo. She may no longer live with her husband, nor may she live any longer with the man that she had those relations with. So here we have a woman who was an Eishes Ish, who had relations with a second man, and now she taka wants to get a get from her first husband, and she wants to live a proper Jewish life with the second man. But if there's a halacha of os labal or labayo, she may not live with the second husband. And the question Rav Ozner says really depends on how do we look at this woman. If we look at this woman as a shayi, then the halacha of os labal and os labayo apply. If, on the other hand, we look at this woman as an oynus, because she's a tinnik shenishba, she wasn't aware of the requirement of getting a proper get, then she is a tinnik shenishba, and is an oynus, and she's not osa labal ulabayo. Rav Ozner is not that clear in the tshuva how to view this person. At the end, it seems that he takes a lenient approach. But Bashkof Rishayna, at first glance, it seems that these shaylas that we're discussing and other shaylas that we will be discussing in Mitzvah Shem in our shir are all really connected to the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. How do we look at a tinnik shenishba? Do we look at a tinnik shenishba as a shayyeh, which seems to be the opinion of Rav and Shmuel, or do we look at a tinnik shenishba as a, or do we look at a tinnik shenishba as an oinus, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? But it's interesting to point out, if we look in the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha that we're learning in today's shir, in Perek Beis, a Hilchos Shgagos halacha vav, says, whoever does an aveira for whoever is chayv kam chatas for doing an aveira b'shogeg, v'asa b'shogeg v'noid loy ach shechata, he becomes aware after he did the aveira that he did an aveira, afa pishloy hois lo yediyah b'tchila, even though before he did the aveira he never had any knowledge shezachet that what he is committing is an aveira. And therefore, he's chayv chatas. And therefore, says the Rambam, Ketz a tinnik shenishba lebena okum. If you have a tinnik shenishba, the godel v'hu ein yedaya mahem yisrael v'leidosam, he's a Jew, but he knows nothing about Judaism. V'asa malach b'shabbos, and he does malach on Shabbos. V'achal chayla v'dav k'yotzben, or he ate macholos asuris. When he becomes aware that he is Jewish, and that these were aveiros that he had committed, he's obligated to bring in a chatas for every aveira that he committed. Anybody else in the same category? So the Rambam is very clear, is paskening like Rav and Shmuel, that a tinnik shenishba is considered a shoygeg and a schayiv a carbon chatas. But if we look at the Rambam in Hilchis Mamrim, where he too discusses a tinnik shenishba, and he speaks about a person who doesn't follow the halachas of Kol Yisrael, and he says in halacha in Hilchis Mamrim, Halach Paragimel and Halacha Beis, he says, Ma'achash in the Sparshim, Shukoifa Shabatarish Ba'peh, Marid Noisa Vilaymanim, Vrekashakol Kapikarsim, Va
Va'omrim ein Torah min haShemayim, va'moisrim omrim. He says a person who doesn't believe in Torah, shekol elo, all of these individuals, says the Rambam, einam b'chla Yisrael, ve'ein tzarach le'edim v'le'yisrov v'le'deyonim. All of the halachas that apply by members of Klal Yisrael do not apply by these individuals. But now the Rambam goes on in Halacha Gimel to say, the medvar mamurim bish shakafa b'tar shabapeh b'machshavtoi u'b'dvarim shenirulay. A person who doesn't believe in Torah shabapeh v'halach achadata akala, he follows his improper opinions, v'achvash shriris liba, he just does as he desires, the koifa b'tar shabapeh tchila, he doesn't believe in Torah shabapeh k'tzaduk u'baisis the Ken Kala Taim Akhrov, all these individuals who made that terrible mistake. However, says the Rambam, Ava b'nei ha-toyam ha-eile, the children of these individuals, u'b'nei b'neiim, shadichu oisam avoisam, they were brought up in these type of families. V'naldu ben ha-karoi v'godlo oisam adatam, they just were brought into families that live this way. Harei u'katinik shenishba b'neiim, they are considered a tinik shenishba. Here the Rambam says that a tinik shenishba is considered an oinus. So what is the Rambam's opinion? In Hilchos Shgogos, the Rambam seems to say that he's considered a shogeg. And in Hilchos Mamrim, that's why he's chayav karban chatas if he's mechal Shabbos, as Rav and Shmuel teach us. And in Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam calls him an oinus. So what is the Rambam's opinion? Rashi, when quoting the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh, when explaining their opinion, says, Potter, so Rashi says, the Kasabri Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh, Oimer Mutter, if somebody thinks that something is permissible, oinus hu, v'lo shkagehi, he's considered an oinus and not a shaykik. Tosfos immediately asks a question on Rashi. Tosfos asks that Rashi says that the reason Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh, as we've been saying, hold a tinik shenishba is not chayav karban chatos if he's mechal Shabbos, is because he's an oimer mutter. What he's doing, he thinks, is permissible, and an oimer mutter is considered an oimus. Ask Tosfos, if we continue learning our Gemara, we see very clearly in the Gemara that the reason the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish consider a Tinik Shanishba Potter is because he's considered because of what Mumbus says. And Mumbus Halacha is based on Psukim. That because he considers him an Oinus. So how do we understand Rashi? So Mefarshim have three different opinions how to understand Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish's opinion. Tosfos indeed disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos says that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish actually based their opinion strictly on Mumbus. Other Mefarshim, the Megini Shloima explains Rashi this way, say that Rashi holds that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish agree with Mumbus' opinion, but they don't agree with his reasoning. Mumbus' reasoning is based on Psukim, on a Hekish, as we learn in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are not based on a Pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are based on the Svara that is considered, Oimer Mutter is considered an Oimus. The Meiri takes it even a step further. He says even Mumbus agrees with Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And even Mumbus agrees that really the reason why a tinik shenishba is potter is because he's really an oinus. So why did the psukim come to teach us? Explains the Meiri, the pasuk is only coming to speak about a situation that the Gemara discusses in a situation where he knows where he's doing the zechiv is an aveira. He even knows that the zechiv chorus for this Aveira. He just doesn't know, as the Gemara teaches, that there's a Chiv Karban Chatos for this. And that's what Mumbus needs the Pasuk for. But for the basic Halacha, that a Tinik Shenishba is potter. That is potter from Karban Chantas. It's not because I need a pasuk, it's because he's an oinus. But Rashi's pshat, there's another problem with it. Al Gemara is saying, Rashi's clearly of the opinion that someone who's an oimer mutter is considered an oinus. But if we look in the Gemara in Masechta Demakis and Dav Zayin in Masechta Demakis, we actually find a machloikis of Abaya and Rava. If a oimer mutter is a kariv lemezid, or a kariv of oimer mutter is a kariv l'shoidik. But it's very clear in that machloikis of Abaya and Rava that a oimer mutter is not an oinus. There's a machloikis of he closer to shoidik, is he closer to mezid. We're going to have a question later in our Gemara as well, how to treat that oimer mutter. So there's a fundamental difficulty with Rashi. Rashi is saying that a oimer mutter is a reason to be lenient. But if we look at our Gemara later in our Perek, and we look at the Gemara Masechta Makis, oimer mutter isn't a ptur, isn't an exemption. So how do we understand Rashi? So the Mefarshim explain, and this is based on the Gur Aryeh and the Chasam Sofer. There are two types of oimer mutters. There's an oimer mutter, an individual who should have known that something is awesome. He should have known that what he's doing is wrong. That individual, like Abaye and Rava teach us from Masechta Demakis, is either Karav L'Shoyig or Karav L'Mezid. But you can't call such an individual, says the Gur Aryeh, an oinus. Our Gemara is not speaking about an individual who grew up in a right environment, in the environment where he should know what's right and what's wrong. He grew up in an environment we had no way of knowing. Such an individual, such an oimer mutter, says Rashi, is an oinus. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold that he's not chayav karban for being Mechal Shabbos. And the Rambam says he's considered an oinus, because the Rambam gives his whole social situation as we read the words of the Rambam. So if that's the case, how do we understand Rav and Shmuel? The Rav Shmuel say he is Chai V'Karbon. Says the Chasam Sofer that the machloikas between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is not over how to view a Tinik Shenishba. A Tinik Shenishba is certainly an oinus. And that's why in our Gemara, the Gemara keeps on grouping the Tinik Shenishba together with the Gershon Hizgayir. Why? Because just like an individual who is a Gershon Hizgayir who is born not Jewish, we certainly can't expect him to know the halacha. The same is by the Tinik Shenishba. Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, however, disagree. What is the purpose of a Karban Chatas? Rav and Shmuel say, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish say, Karban Chatas is an oinish, is a punishment. And an individual who is an oinish should not have to bring a carbon, should not have to get a punishment. Rav and Shmuel agree that he's an oinish. But Rav and Shmuel hold that such an individual, a carbon is not an oinish. They hold a carbon is a kaparo. It's an opportunity. And therefore, the Rav and Shmuel say, yes, he's an oinus, but he still should bring the carbon. On the contrary, he is an individual that we should be giving the opportunity to have a kaparo. And actually, now we could very well understand why Al Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish agree with Mumbus. Because the Gemara says that what is the machloikus of Mumbus and Chachamim? The machloikus of Mumbus and Chachamim is if someone is Mechal Shabbos, and he knows that this is a melacha, and he even knows that there's a chiv chorus if you did this b'mezid. He just doesn't know if you did it b'shoigig, you chayiv a carbon chatos. What would be the halacha? Is such an individual considered a shoigig or not? Mumbus says he is considered a shoygig. The Chacham hold then he's not considered a shaydik. Says the Chassam Sofer, what is the machloikus of Mumbaz in the Chachamim? He explains, Mumbaz's opinion is that Karban Chatos is an Einish. So if somebody did an Aveira, but he wasn't aware about the Einish, he doesn't know that if you do this Aveira B'Shaygi, there's an Einish of Karban Chatos, that is enough to make him into a Shaygi. The Chachamim, on the other hand, hold that this individual who doesn't know about the Karban, the Karban is not an Einish. So it's not part of the Shaygi. And therefore, he's still considered a shagig, even though he doesn't know that by violating such an aver b'shagig, there's a chiv carbon chattas. So when the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree with Mumbaz, the focus is not on the why, on who the Tinnik Shanishba is. The Tinnik Shanishba is an oinus. The focus is rather why he's not chayv carbon, and the reason he's not chayv carbon is because, as Mumbaz says, the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree with Mumbaz, hold that the carbon is an oinish, and an oinish, a person who's an oinish, certainly isn't obligated to bring an oinish, isn't going to have a punishment on oinish. The Chazanish, very famous Chazanish, says that irreligious Jews, Bizman Hazeh, are considered all Tinnik Shanishbas. And I saw two different explanations on how to understand the opinion of the Chazon Ish. The Shaar Mitzvayonim explains, the Shaar Mitzvayonim Halacha says, because the Chazon Ish was of the opinion that the reason that they're all considered Tinnik Shanishbas is because we don't have the skill on how to influence them to act properly. So in a place and a time where the Tinnik Shanishbas can't be taught how to act properly, that's why they're considered Tinnik Shanishbas, because we haven't got the ability to turn them right. The Rav Nissim Karelitz, in his Sefer Chut Hashani, has a different way of understanding why Tinnik Shanishbas are considered, why all irreligious Jews are considered Tinnik Shanishbas. What Shalach Chazanish? He has a very interesting explanation. He says that the irreligious Jews are brought up Bizman Hazeh with the understanding that being Jewish doesn't mean Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs. That being Jewish means acting in certain manner. Being Jewish means being Jewish in your heart, having a proper feeling towards Eretz Yisrael, etc. So they live under this misimpression, and that's what causes them to be irreligious, and therefore that misunderstanding makes them into, according to the Chazon Ish, Tinnik Shanishbas. I do have to say, however, that Rav Elchanan in the Kibbutz Mamorim quotes Rav Chaim Briska that this is all regarding an individual who was never exposed to Torah, but an individual who was a kofer, who was exposed to Torah, and he doesn't accept what Torah is, and he doesn't believe in Torah. He says, Rav Chanan quotes Rav Chaim as saying that such a person is in the category of an apikiris. However, it's interesting to point out that the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, says, Lo yitin lechol l'mishye dey bai shivarach. One shouldn't give food only to somebody who we know will make a brach on the food we give him. V'yesh makilim, says the Ramah, im noisin l'ani b'tayr staka. If you give food to a poor person who's irreligious and won't make a bracha and won't wash his hands, but you're doing it b'tayr staka, the Shulchan Aruch is lenient. And if we look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, D'lo mafkin mitzvah staka, we're not allowed to exclude ourselves from the mitzvah staka b'shvil chashash shem lo yivarech, because it's concerned that he won't make a bracha. Hossam and Asina Labatar Stokahu. Shunaisan Loy Bavor Shishamshay. The Mishnah Berurah says the obligation of Tztaka overrides the concern that he won't make a bracha. Af, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the day of Vadish Shloy Varach, Austin Lethal Loy Abatar Tztaka, says the Mishnah Berurah. If you know that a person won't make a bracha, don't give him food. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Dafke imitoich rishosai. Only if he's not making a bracha because he's a rasha. Avam mitoich einsai, if he's an einus, if he's a tinnik shenishba, she'eni yachal avarech, le'nifka mitzit stok b'shozeh. So the Mishnah Berurah, as Ramosha in the tshuva that I quoted earlier, understands the Mishnah Berurah, says, there is no iser lifnei iver on a tinnik shenishba. So this person is a tinnik shenishba, I'm allowed to give him to eat, even though he won't make a bracha. And certainly, as all the pious can point out, in most situations where we're giving somebody to eat, where he won't make a bracha, it really isn't a situation of lifnei iver. Because the individual can get food without meat. And since he can get food without meat, whenever he can do what he's doing without meat, it isn't considered a situation of lifnei iver. It's only considered a mesayeya. And clearly under such situations, we should give him to eat, if he needs to eat, if it's a situation where he has nothing to eat, the mitzvah tztaka overrides any other concern. But what about a situation where the person, Baruch Hashem, has what to eat? But we invite him as a guest to our home or to a simcha that we're making. What is the halacha regarding giving him to eat under those circumstances? So the Paiskim say, I saw that the Stipler says that the best thing to do under such circumstances is that somebody should make a bracha out loud in the presence of this irreligious Jew, and that's how he'll be yotze the bracha. The Paiskim are much more lenient in a situation where if I own a restaurant or hotel and irreligious Jews come to my restaurant or hotel, that certainly they say I can give them to eat, even though they're not making a bracha and they're not washing their hands. Because again, it's not lifnei iver. They could get the food elsewhere. And on the contrary, it's only mesayeya. And on the contrary, if they eat at my home or at my party, at least, and they're paying for the food, so it makes it a lot easier. It's not that I invited them. They're paying for it. And we could certainly be more lenient. But even in a situation, say the Paiskim, where you have guests who are irreligious, of course, the best thing to do is to ask them to put on a yarmulke, to make a bracha, to wash their hands, to say Birchas Hamazon. But if they won't listen, and the Paiskim say that if there's a that under certain circumstances, not only don't we have to make them make these brachas, and certainly do we not have to step back from giving them the food, but under certain circumstances, the Paiskim say we should give them the food even if they won't make the bracha. Ramosh in that tshuva says that if by not serving them, if we have an irreligious Jew come to my home and I won't even put out a cup of water because I'm afraid he won't make a bracha, I cause a chila Hashem. I cause a situation where they're going to say, well, this is the way religious Jews behave, that they don't even offer me a cup of water. Then the concern of making a chila Hashem overrides the issue that they're going to be eating without a bracha. Or Reb Shlomo Zalman, in the Micha Shloim Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Hei, says that let's say you have an individual who is supporting yeshivas and supporting Moisdas HaTorah, and if by starting to tell him, well, you have to make a bracha before you eat, and that will turn him off, we have no right to act that way, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if it's at the expense of tztaka, not taking away this person's schus to give tztaka. And I saw Darmash Sternbuch in the Tshuvas HaChagos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tuf Pei Gimel, and a Chaylik Bei Simen Kuf Lamed Ches takes even a step further. He says, we aren't always to look at the short-term picture. We're supposed to look at the big term, at the long-term picture. And if by being nice to these people and being makar of these people, even though we can't even ask them to make bracha, because that will turn them off, that will bring them closer to us. And ultimately, by bringing them closer to us, we may be able to influence them in the long term to become Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. So even though right now this person has eaten in my house without a bracha, and has eaten in my house without benching or washing his hands, but let's think about the future, that maybe by us being closer to this person, we actually will bring this person ultimately closer to Hashem. And our goal is, Taka, to bring all of the Tinnik Shenishbas closer to Hashem.